Tina, how you doing? Sorry
about that. That's okay. I was like, I heard you pick up, and then it went dead, so I thought I'd call back. No problem.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, good to hear.
I was definitely looking at getting my Google account back activated here. So what steps do we need to do? Do you guys still have my information, or do I have to resubmit? What do we have to do?
Let me see how long ago it's been. It's been about a year. So I would ask you, if you want everything to be identical to the way we had it before, meaning still moving services, still the same keywords, and I can give you the rundown of the keywords, and if you want everything exactly the same, then I can
was junk removal one of the keywords? Junk hauling and junk removal?
Let me go to that screen and see. It's junk hauling is, let me go, let's see if junk removal is. Yeah, junk. Okay, so let me read them to you. It's moving services, commercial movers, residential movers, moving truck, long distance moving, out of state moving, local moving, packing services, movers, storage services, junk removal, that's the first one, debris removal, hauling services, moving help, junk hauling, that's the second one, yard waste removal, appliance disposal, mattress disposal, furniture disposal. So
yeah.
If you feel that that's good and you want to keep everything else exactly the same, then all we would have to do is go in and update the 149 payment. I let the technicians know to reinstate the account, and you're good to go. If anything changed, then I can create a new appointment for a client interview. I just hate for you to go through that again if everything's going to stay the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much everything is the same, yeah.
Okay. So let me just ask you, because I see that before you had the Google tracking number, but that Google tracking number that you had before is no longer available because the account has been canceled. So do you want us to go in and update everything to just call your number directly, or do you want us to purchase the new 216 area code for the call tracking, and then once that's done, we could update it on all the listings?
No, you can call me directly. You can call me directly.
Okay, perfect. And then last question is, you still want to promote your Google site, right, which is the freshstartmovers.com?
No, I don't want to. I don't have to promote that anymore, no.
Okay, do you have a new website or?
No, I just, that website is getting redone, so when I do have that information, I can update it. But for right now, the one that, so on there now, we're not going to be advertising that one until we revamp it.
Okay. So it is currently attached to the Google listing and to, you know, all the directories. So do you want us to remove it in the interim or just leave it as that, and then when it updates, it'll automatically show as an updated page? You know what I mean? As long as the URL stays the same.
Yeah, it is.
Makes sense?
I'm going to say the same. So it'll be the same thing. We're just giving it maintenance now.
So it's okay with you if we just change the phone number to this one ending in 1771. We can leave the website up there for now, and then when it updates, it'll automatically reflect, right?
Right.
Okay, there you go.
I recommend. Is it an extra charge?
No, it's not an extra charge. It's just that, you know, when people see you on the first page, because we're going to re-optimize Fresh Start Movers to show on the first page of the search engines. So when people see you on the first page, the reason that local map optimization is the highest revenue generating section online is that people at first glance will see not only Fresh Start Movers, but they'll see your reviews, they'll see your websites linked to it, your phone number will be available on a click-to-call feature. So all of that adds to your credibility. Now, you don't have to have a website link to it. There's companies on the first page that don't. But what I suggest is, since you have one, you know, just keep it up there for now, because once it revamps, it'll automatically, you know, update on the Google listing.
All right.
As long as the web address stays the same. If you get a new web address, then just call me and we'll put the new web address on there when that time comes. And that's also free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in order to do the 149, is it still 308 Northridge Oval, Building 14 for the billing? Or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Yeah, it's a different address for billing right now. It's 451
mm-hmm.
South Diamond.
Okay.
And then it's Ravenna, Ohio. So R-A-V-E-N-N-A, Ohio. And it's,
got it.
44266.
44266. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 5102.
Okay.
7779.
Okay.
1068.
Got it.
7762.
Okay, and expiration?
527, so 52027.
Okay, and then the code?
864.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you, Isaiah, I'm looking at your packages, and I just want to make sure, because I see that you don't have the Facebook ads, and that's an added feature. Works great, especially for a moving company, because I don't know if you've ever noticed this before, but when you do a search online for anything, chances are the next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines track what people in your area are searching for. So if you wanted to bundle this packages with Facebook ads, what they would do is they would charge you an extra $100, but that $100 would go directly to Facebook to run the ads for you. So they would set a budget at somewhere around $3 a day, and what that would do is ensure that that $100 would stretch out throughout the whole month, and you'd never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. So what happens is every morning those Facebook ads start running in your entire designated area, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, let's say, you know, the pay-per-click rate on the Facebook ads is $1 a click and you have a $3 a day budget. After three people click on it, then the ads stop for the day and then they start running again the next morning. And again, that's a good thing. That prevents you from getting an unexpected bill. So, you know, I think it works very, very well, like I said, especially for a moving company. So if you want to try it, we can add it. But if not, we'll just keep it with the package that you had before.
Can I upgrade later?
Absolutely, yeah. Those Facebook ads you can put on at any time, so you don't have to instate it now. I just wanted to let you know it's available.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Of course. So I'll go through a quick voice verification recording just to outline your new terms, and it's an added form of protection, and then we'll have the technicians reinstate the account. Everything is going to stay the same, and then, of course, if you make minor updates down the road, just let me know, and that's also included. So your payment for your initial term and account reinstatement will be charged today, October 19th, in the non-refundable amount of just $149. When the term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So let me just gonna make an adjustment here because you don't need the call tracking anymore. You just want to promote. Okay, so that's not on there. Okay, perfect. So let me see if we can get the green light for you, and you will be good to go. So,
because the call tracking, that was where it kind of like kept their caller ID and their name, right?
Yeah, so when people would call that call tracking number, it would forward over to your number, and then you would get a report of it on the dashboard. So you could go on, and you could see the phone number that they called from. You could listen to the recorded call. So all of that was stored on the dashboard. The benefit of the tracking number is that sometimes it will alleviate spam callers because there's a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. So, you know, for instance, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. So in both instances, those calls would come to you, okay? If it's a spam call, sometimes they're computer generated, so those can't press 1 or 2, so those spam calls sometimes fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. So people like the tracking number for the tracking purposes, obviously, but also because it eliminates some spam calls. But what people don't like about it is because it's coming through a new 216 area code number, sometimes people would say, yeah, you know what, I'll give you a bid for the move and just text me your address, but then you have to give them your number to text the address rather than through the tracking number. So it's like a little inconvenient at times to have it on there. So some people don't like it, but there's, you know, a couple of pros to it and a couple of cons to it as well. So it's kind of just a preference whether you wanted it or not.
Okay, so quick question too. Like, I know they used to call. When they called, it also texts me, like the tracking, saying that it texted me and said, hey, this person called you, their name and their number. Would that still be a thing?
Yeah, I see that. The last email that you got was like October of last year or November, and it shows, it says, hi, Isaiah, congratulations. Your marketing efforts are paying off. Here are just some of the new leads you received this week. And it shows the timestamps and where the calls came from and that they came through the call tracking number. So you'll still get that texted to you and also in an email if you want the call tracking number on there.
Yeah, I just want to be able to track the customers. Like if they, let's say I miss a call, but I can know that they clicked through Google to try to find me. You get what I'm saying?
Right. That's the way to distinguish that the call is coming from this campaign rather than if you're doing other marketing. Because if you put that unique tracking number on there, you'll absolutely know that it's coming through the Google listing.
Got it. Okay, so then yeah, I may want to keep that on there.
Okay.
Because it would do that with my phone. With my phone, I wouldn't know if they clicked from Google. I'll have to like ask them, like say, hey, where did you find this from, or where did you get the number?
Exactly. Yeah, and then sometimes, you know, in case you forget to ask, then you don't really know. You'll still have a report on the dashboard as the activity. So let's say that you get busy and you forget to ask, you know, oh, how did you find me? You can go in and you can look at the dashboard. So for instance, before when your account was active with us, it showed that you were found 51,449 times on the first page, and you had 324 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So if you forgot to ask someone, you'll still see an action on there, like an impression, whether they clicked to your site or they clicked to call you. But it doesn't track the phone number and who the person is. It just shows you, like, hey, Isaiah, today you had, you know, 3 people click on your site from the first page, and today you had 1 click to call from the first, you know. So it shows you the actions that are taking place, but not the detailed, you know, as far as phone numbers and who they were.
So with the details, that's when I need Google tracking.
Exactly. Unless you just wanted to call back people that called you through your phone, you'll probably see a missed call, so you'll still have their information. But some people like it on the dashboard because you also get the recordings. So let's say someone calls you and they're bidding on a, you know, you're bidding on a junk removal, for example. And let's say that they sound like they're going to close with you and it's really good, and then all of a sudden it turns south and they decide not to. You could also go back and listen to that and say, hey, what could I have done differently? You know, maybe, you know, I didn't handle that right. And some people use the call tracking data for quality assurance purposes. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that's an extra charge.
Right. Yeah, it's usually like a $300 upsell for our existing clients, but since you had it before, Isaiah, I can put it on there. I don't have to charge you extra for it. The only thing that I'm not sure about is that there is a greeting option that you have to pay $39 to put the greeting on there. So let's say you don't want the greeting. It'll just say, you know, thank you for calling. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. But if you wanted to say, thank you for calling Fresh Start Movers, and have like your personal greeting on there, that's a one-time $39 fee to put the greeting on it. You paid that before when you had the tracking, but I don't think it's available anymore because I don't see it in your package. So if you wanted a new greeting, you know, obviously we would try to retrieve the one that we had, but if we can't, it would be another $39 to put the greeting on. Or you could just say, hey, I don't think I need that. Just put the number on there. Then I can do that for you for free.
Got it. Can we do that? And then if I want to upgrade to the greeting, can I change that at a later time as well?
Of course. Yeah, you can call and say, hey, you know what? I decided that I called the number and I'd rather have a greeting on there. You can do that. So just give me a second here. I'm going to put the call tracking back on there, and then what I'll do is I'll send a message to that department to get you a new call tracking number, and then once it's activated, I'll have them updated on all of the listings that we have access to. Now, for you, what you might want to do is once they send you the email with the confirmation of the call tracking number, you might want to go on your website and update it on there too, just so everything's consistent. Because right now it shows the 1771 number. So once the new tracking number's up there, you might just want to update it on the website, okay?
Okay.
You have access to that website, right? Or are you not sure? I'm sorry, Isaiah. The phone's cutting up a little bit. What did you say?
Yeah, do I have access to my current website, Fresh Start Movers? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, exactly. So you could go in and put the new number on there once it's available?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So then let's do that. I'll have them reach out to you once the tracking number is activated, and they will give you the number so that you can update it on your site, okay? All right, so you're all good to go. So welcome aboard again. I'm glad that you decided to give it another go with us. I know that you had really good results in the past. So if you need anything at all moving forward, just feel free to call me. And then in the meantime, have a really profitable year too, okay?
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right, no problem, Isaiah. Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.